This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. The House swiftly approved $95 billion US in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies in a rare Saturday session as Democrats and Republicans band together after months of hard right resistance over renewed American support for repelling Russia's invasion. House Speaker Mike Johnson was asked why it took so long for the House to approve that aid.
We had to get the government funded in our appropriations process. We had to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. We had a lot of important measures that had to be done, and we got to this as quickly as we could. This is an important matter. I think it's timely. I think you've heard from leaders around the world, including in Ukraine, that this is being done on a timely basis, and the House had to have the time to deliberate and do this in the right manner.
Israeli forces killed at least 14 Palestinians during a raid in the occupied West Bank on Saturday, Palestinian authorities said, amid escalating violence that began more than a week ago after an Israeli boy went missing. Reuters' Dianto has more.
The Israeli army released video said to show its operations during the raid, which began in the early hours of Friday in the Nur Shams area near the flashpoint city of Tol Kam. It said a number of militants were killed or arrested during the raid, with at least four Israeli soldiers wounded. Reuters was not able to independently confirm the date or location of the footage. Bursts of gunfire could be heard in Nur Shams as the fighting went on well into Saturday. It's an area housing refugees and their descendants from the 1948 war that accompanied the creation of the State of Israel. This resident described the situation there as Gaza number 2, saying the camp was destroyed and uninhabitable.
Reuters correspondent Diane To. This is VOA News. The U.S. denies involvement in an apparent attack on a base of Iran-allied militias. VOA's Alexis Trope has more.
Iraqi authorities say they are investigating an explosion that struck a base belonging to the Popular Mobilization Forces, a coalition of Iran-allied militias, overnight, killing one person and injuring eight. Militia officials initially described the explosion at the Qasr military base north of Babylon, a former U.S. base that was handed over to the Iraqi military in 2011, as an airstrike, blaming it on U.S. forces. The U.S. Central Command denied that it had carried out any airstrikes in Iraq. The PMF has described the incident as an attack, but did not blame any specific party. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The most significant case in decades on homelessness has reached the Supreme Court as record numbers of people in America are without a permanent place to live. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The justices on Monday will consider a challenge to rulings that found punishing people for sleeping outside when shelter space is lacking amounts to unconstitutional, cruel, and unusual punishment. A political cross-section of cities in California and across the West argue the decision has restricted them from common sense measures intended to keep homeless encampments from taking over public parks and sidewalks. Advocacy groups say the ruling provides essential legal protections, especially with an increasing number of people forced to sleep outside as the cost of housing skyrockets. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Life in Port-au-Prince has become a game of survival, pushing Haitians to new limits as they scramble to stay safe and alive while gangs overwhelm the police and the government remains largely absent. Some are installing metal barricades. Others press hard on the gas while driving near gang control areas. The few who can afford it to stockpile water, food, money, and medication, supplies of which have dwindled since the main international airport closed in early March. The country's biggest seaport is largely paralyzed by marauding gangs. Ecuadorians head to the polls in a referendum touted by the country's fledgling leader as a way to crack down on criminal gangs behind a spiraling wave of violence. The majority of 11 questions posted to voters Sunday focus on tightening security measures. Proposals include deploying the army in the fight against the gangs, loosening obstacles to extradition of accused criminals, and lengthening prison sentences of convicted drug traffickers. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, VOA News.